Hi, this is Harry Reeder. This is another slice of Fresh Bread. John chapter 4. He left Judea and departed again for Galilee, and he had to pass through Samaria. So he came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the field that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, so Jesus, wearied as he was from the journey, was sitting down beside the well. It was about the sixth hour. A woman from Samaria came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask for a drink from me, a woman of Samaria?" And Jesus answered her and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it was that was asking you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw water with, and the well is deep." And Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again." And the woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I will not be thirsty or have to come here to draw water." And Jesus said to her, "Go call your husband and come here." The woman answered him, "I have no husband." And Jesus said to her, "You are right in saying I have no husband, for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband." The woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, but you say that in Jerusalem is the place where people ought to worship." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. True worshipers will worship the Father. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." And the woman said to him, "I know that Messiah is coming. He is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things." And Jesus said to her, "I who speak to you am he." Jesus has gone through Samaria, which normally a Jewish man would not go through because that was a place of apostasy. They had left the faith in Samaria. And he had gone there, and not only had they left the faith, they no longer came to the appointed place at the temple to worship, and they worshiped between Mount Ebal and Mount Gerizim. And it was there that Jacob's well had been dug, and it was there that they had drawn from this deep well, as the text says, over 150 feet deep. It's still there today. I've actually drank water from that well. So while he's there, he says, "I'm thirsty." So he said, "Give me a drink." Why is she there in the middle of the day when it's so hot? Because the other women would not associate with her. As you can see, she is a woman of immorality. She has been a woman used by men and is now in a prostitute relationship with a man. Jesus says, "Give me some water." And she says, "Well, why would you ask me for water? One, you're a man, I'm a woman. Two, you're a Jew, I'm a Samaritan. Three, there's another reason," and she knows what it is, and she knows he knows. She's about to find out how much he knows. And so he says to her, "If you would ask me, I'll give you water from which you'll never get thirsty again." Well, she's, of course, looking for that water, and she said, "Well, I wouldn't have to come back to this well." Well, he's giving her a bigger lesson. You've been drinking from the well of being used and abused by men because you think in that you have deliverance and security. You've been drinking from the well of sexual immorality, but all that brings is death and despair and discouragement. You've been drinking from a well of sin. It's a cesspool. But I've got some living water. I've got an artesian well. I've got a well springing up to eternal life. And I am that water. You can drink of me and have eternal life. She, of course, asked a theological question about the whole matter of concerning where worship should be, a distinction between the Samaritans and the Jews. Jesus brings her back to the reality of the well she's drinking from. "Go call your husband." "Well, I don't have a husband." He says, "I know. You've had five, and the one you're with now is not your husband." She is being directed away from the well of sin that brings the pollution of death to Jesus Christ, who delivers. She says, "I know Messiah is coming." He says to her, "I am." There is the very title for God. I am that I am. The Son of God has come to save you. Drink from him and you have eternal life. By the way, why does God make us and save us? Two times in the text it says, the Father seeks true worshipers. God made us and saved us to worship him in a way that is acceptable to him. Not all worship is acceptable. Worship that is acceptable is done in truth, according to God's word, and in spirit, that is, we who are empowered by the Spirit of God. That's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light
unto my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.